Now, tomorrow sees a special date and time happen. 11:11 a.m. on the 11th of the 11th of 2011. And in celebration of this special time and date, you have a chance to contribute a giant snapshot of Australia. Your perspective will be represented through a massive ABC Open project. To explain what's happening, let's hear from Open about the project.
It's a moment that happens only once in 100 years. Where will you be at 11:11 on the 11th of November 2011? ABC Open invites you to capture what you're doing right at that minute and share your photo with us to create a visual time capsule, a collection of images from all around Australia. Grab your camera and take a photo in the morning or evening or both. Set your alarm and get ready to capture a moment in time. What will your world look like at 11:11 on the 11th of the 11th, 2011?
And I know lots of people will be at Remembrance Day services around the country at that point in time. By all means, take a photo of that moment. But it's not just AM, it's the PM too. That was ABC Open producer from Toowoomba, Miranda Grant, promoting this big event. Luke Wong, our local ABC Open project person, is here. Good morning.
How you going, Ange?
So where are you going to be at 11:11 tomorrow?
I'm going to try and find a place down around Summer Street in Orange and, you know, take a shot of the main street somehow. And, you know, I kind of record myself in there as well in the photo, just hold my watch in front of the
It's legitimate.
Well, not only that, but it's also a bit of a prank. I'm going to be paying tribute to a classic photograph by photographer Joseph Kadelka. He took this photograph in Czechoslovakia back in the 60s during the Soviet invasion, and he's doing the exact same thing, holding his hand up in front of the camera. And so I thought I might try and do that. But, of course, it's going to be a lot more peaceful here, so it'll be a lot nicer.
Calmer times.
Yes.
Of course, 11:11, also a significant day every year for Remembrance Day. Do you reckon that'll be a theme for lots of people?
Oh, yes, of course. That'd be a great theme for a lot of people. And, you know, it'd be a great time just to, you know, pay tribute to the diggers and to the people that are just having their, you know, moment of silence. Of course, it's a couple of minutes after the moments of silence anyway. So, you know, you could have a shot of, you know, just the diggers having a chat or something, or just people just, you know, gathering just around at the memorials. And I think it's a good way just to capture what's going on at that time of the year.
Because these sort of dates don't come up very often.
No. I mean, like, even though that it might not be the world-changing kind of time event, we're just saying, hey, everyone will know that this event is happening or this time. So just set your alarms and I'm sure you'll be able to capture it.
I like the idea of it being a visual time capsule.
Mm, yes. Well, so everybody will contribute their photographs to either the Facebook page, or they'll send it in through the email, or they'll just put it up online. And so, you know, it'll just give us a big, broad picture of what's going on around Australia at that one moment.
1300 549 222 if you know where you're going to be and you're going to take a photo. Of course, it can be PM as well, Luke.
That's right. I mean, a lot of people obviously at work in the morning, and some people, maybe they're on shift work, and so they might not even be up at that time. So, of course, we're giving people the option to, you know, take the AM or the PM time because, you know, it'll be good having a bit of variation in the images as well. And so,
What are you going to do with all these photos?
Well, everyone's going to be able to see them all on the Facebook page. That's going to be a great thing to see. And, yeah, I think we're going to cut a bit of a video out of it, and it'll be really great, you know, just seeing all the different angles around Australia.
I love some of the books and projects that have been done over the years of where we all are. I can't think of what it's called.
There was one called... they've done it all around in America, in Australia, A Day in the Life Of,
yeah.
I think the series is called. Yeah, and they got a lot of professional photographers to take images all around one country all throughout the day. And so we know that not everybody has the opportunity to do that. So we're just saying, okay, well, how about this? You know, just grab your digital camera and just go and take the photograph for that one particular moment. And I think, you know, most people can afford just a minute or two just to do that.
Luke, what do you reckon it is about us being... I'm a bit of a sticky beak. I like that sort of thing. Like seeing what other... I know what I'll be doing at 11:11. I'll be sitting at my desk. going through my emails probably as I usually do at that time of the morning. What do you think it is? We're just sort of curious about what everyone else does at a certain moment.
I guess, well, I mean, like it's that whole social media phenomenon where you're always thinking, oh, I wonder what's going on with somebody else. And you're always checking online to see what somebody else's status update is. And you might be at a party and you might think, oh, I want to see what other parties are on at that time. And so people are always, you know, they're kind of a little bit, always curious and a little bit voyeuristic, I guess, in just seeing other people's lives and living a bit vicariously.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. And of course, 11's meant to be a lucky number, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
In numerology?
Yeah, well, I mean, how many times does this come up? It's very, you know, I guess a lot of people say it's a very binary number as well. So I'm guessing.
Do they? Right.
Well, yeah, because the ones and zeros, but it's. So for all these ones to line up, you know, will it affect the computers? I don't think so. I think it'll be right.
You reckon we'll be all right?
Yeah.
The world's not going to end or anything.
No, I don't think
dramatic.
So.
Dramatic. Okay, so we take the photo tomorrow, AM or PM.
Yep.
What do we do with it?
Okay, yep. So you can check out the ways to upload it. Just go to abc.net.au/open and there's several ways you can send it through. So everybody can see it.
Now, on the back of that, Luke, I'm hoping to hear from you this morning. Do you have a quirky story about numbers? I have this weird habit. This is going to work well for me because I have a weird habit of noticing the clock at 11:11
right.
In my life.
There you go.
It's just one of those things. So I feel a real affinity with this project. But I want to know if you notice funny combinations of numbers on the clock or the car speedometer. Or do you have an obsession with certain numbers when it comes to adjusting your volume on the TV or radio? I know some people that only set their TV volume to odd numbers.
Oh, well, it's very much like a Spinal Tap thing. So
is
imagine,
it?
Well, imagine that you're setting everything to 11, you know?
No, that's what I want to hear this morning. 1-300-549-222. Do you have a quirky phone number? Or birthday. I have a friend who was born on the 6th of the 6th, 66. You got any of those sort of quirky bits, Luke?
Well, I used to have a shirt that had the number 7 on it. And so whenever I wore it, all these lucky things happened to me. Well, in fact, the shirt even said lucky 7 on it. So I think maybe I just played it to my own, you know, kind of... Just made my own luck, I guess.
1-300-549-222, or you can share your stories on Facebook as well. I've got a discussion started there. Thank you, Luke. Hope it goes well. Keep us posted on that one.